Shalom, my name is Menachem Nissel. I was born in London. We made Aliyah about 30 years ago. And Baruch Hashem, we're very happy over here. We've raised Bli Ayin Hara, a beautiful family. We're making two chasanas. I'm a Rebbe here in yeshivas. I also teach in seminaries. I work for NCSY, which means that a few times a year, I go to America and to other places. And Baruch Hashem, today, we're over here in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, happily settled. And what I want to speak to you about today is an event that happened that has really, really touched my heart. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz in Jewish calendar is a switching day. And basically, the month of Sivan, as we all know, is a month of special closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Hutna Zatzal used to say that from Rosh Chodesh, basically from Matan Torah until the end of the month, is what he called the best days of the Jewish calendar. Why? It was a honeymoon. We were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We felt that sense of intimacy and we felt that sense of closeness. You hit Rosh Chodesh Tammuz and suddenly there's a switch over and everything changes. Tammuz is the beginning of the dark months. Tammuz, in the language of the Zohar, is the beginning of the months that have been given over to Esav, Harasha. It is the months of Chorban, it is the months of tears. Everything begins on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. And this year, on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, an event happened that upset me deeply and forced me to think through something very important. What happened? At 7 o'clock in the morning, something happened at the Kotel HaMaravi, at the holiest place in the whole world. This is the centerpiece of our Yiddishkeit, of our Judaism. All our tefillos go through the Mokum HaMikdash. It is the place where Adam HaRishon brought the first Korban. It's where the Akedah happened, where Yaakov had his dream. It's the place where the Beis HaMikdash was built and destroyed again, where the Hanukkah story happened, and where Jews have left their tears for literally thousands of years. It is the holiest place of the Jewish people. At 7 o'clock on this Sunday morning, something happened that really, really made us all shake. What happened was, is that our own brothers made a decision that our fellow brothers that had come to Daven that morning on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz would not be allowed access to the Kotel. The Kotel is the closest that we have to the Har HaBayis, the closest that we have to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Jews, for the first time, in at least in my memory, I've been here for 30 years, I've never heard of such a thing before, that Yidden did not allow other Yidden access to Daven at the holiest place of Tefillah that we have. Why did this happen? Because a few misguided ladies were holding a demonstration, and my Rebbe, Rosh Shlomo Volbel Zatzal, used to say to us, when something like this happens, do not look at other people and say they are doing something wrong. But rather, when something of this extraordinary power in terms of its negativity, when something happens like this, we should ask ourselves, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to us? You have to take this personally and ask ourselves, what can we do to change? My Rebbe Rav Volbel used to quote his Rebbe's Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say, Bekamim alai mereim tishmana oznai. We say this every Friday night. The words of David HaMelech, when our enemies rise up against us, tishmana oznai, let my ears listen to what Hashem is saying to me personally. In other words, when your enemies do something against you, instead of looking at your enemy, try and think, what is happening to me and what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to me through the enemy? Tishmana oznai, let my enemy say what he says and let my ears hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to me. He used to give, for example, he used to say, if yeshiva bachrim are being asked to leave the yeshiva and go to the army, what is Hashem saying to you? Hashem is saying to you, how can it be, this was Rav Volbel's example, how could it be that in the Israeli army, they have to get up at a certain time, punctually, they cannot be late, and you, yeshiva bachrim, you can sleep in without any consequence. In other words, when someone is doing something to you negative, ask yourself, what can we learn what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to say to us? So I asked myself, What does it mean that the holiest place of tefillah, that our own brothers are denying us access to this place, on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, on this switching moment between the months of joy to the months of pain, what exactly is happening over here? And I want to share with you my idea. In Tisha B'Av, we read from Eicha. And I'm going to read to you the words that you know just too well. I have in front of me Megillas Eicha. And I'm going to read to you these words that you probably heard this morning. Al zehaya doveli benu, al eile choshko einenu, al hartziyin sheshameim shualim hilchuboy. What does this mean? Literally, al zehaya doveli benu, this is what pained us so much. Al eile choshko einenu, this is what darkened our eyes. Al hartziyin, hartziyin sheshameim that is desolate, shualim hilchuboy, and foxes were walking freely on the Harabais. Says Rashi, something extraordinary. He reads these psukim in a very unusual way. He says the first pasuk is introducing the second pasuk phrase by phrase. So when the pasuk says, Al zeh haya doveli benu, this is what pains us, that is referring to the consequence of Hartzion Sheshamein. The Hartzion had now become desolate. Al eile chashu einenu, the darkness of my eyes, is shualim hilchuboy, is when foxes are walking freely on this place. In other words, basically, the Churban has two stages. Stage number one is the desolation. Actually, it is the fifth and final stage of the listing. As we all know from the Mishnah, all the way down to the Rambam, the Churban had five stages. The final stage is tziyin sadeh techarash, that Tzion, the Har HaBayis, is turned into a field. It is lowered from the Bechina of a bayis to become just a field. That's stage one of the Churban. But there's a Tosefes, there's a second stage of the Churban, and that is Shualim Hilchubo, that foxes are freely walking around. What is this addition of the foxes on the Har HaBayis? What does this teach us? The Chidah says something remarkable. The Chidah says, look at the word shualim and play around with the letters and you get the words Yishma'elim. Yishma'elim are Arab consonants. There's an extra aleph. The Chidah is not bothered by an extra aleph. But basically, shualim and Yishma'elim is interchangeable, gematria with one extra word, or the actual letters with the letter aleph. Says the Chidah, the shualim is the final stage of the Churban, is when Yishmael takes over the Har HaBayis. And this fits in beautifully with the awesome, frightening words of Daniel, who prophesied that on this Sadeh would be built what's called a Sheketz Meshemim, in the words of Daniel, Perikud Aleph, this expression of a Sheketz, which is the mosque that we have there today. And this is something new. After the Churban of the children of Esav, there's a Tosefes to the Churban from the children of Yishmael, and the symbol are foxes. And this is unusual, because if I ask you, what do you associate Yishmael with? So we know Yishmael is compared to a gamal, to a camel. Yishmael is compared to a chamor, to a donkey. But Yishmael being compared to a fox is something new. If we stop and think, what do we know about foxes? We'll see there's something so deep and so proud, so relevant to our own lives in the idea that Yishmael over here is called a fox. What's the most famous fox that you know? The Gemara, at the end of Brachos, of Samach Aleph Hamid Beis, brings down the famous marshal of the fox. It brought down in the last hours of Rabbi Akiva. The story goes is that the fox looks at the fish that is being chased mercilessly by the fisherman. The fisherman is trying to kill him. And the fox says to him, my friend, come to dry land. Here everything will be safe. You and I will be friends together like our parents were. Here everything will be so normal. Here everything will be so wonderful, so beautiful. The fox creates an illusion of a safe and beautiful world where everything is okay. And now it's not the time to explain why dafka, this is the bechina, this is the expression of Yishmael. But what Yishmael has done, and we see this so clearly in our own days, is he has allowed this illusion in our own backyard, in our own society, that everything is normal, when everything is not normal, and everything is not the way it's supposed to be. The shu'al, the fox, the final stage of the chorban, is when we feel comfortable that the status quo is normal and everything is the way it's supposed to be. Recently, Rav Moshe Sternbuch told over the following extraordinary story. When he was a young yeshiva bachar, he learnt in the yeshiva in London of Rav Moshe Schneider. Rav Moshe Schneider was a big tzaddik, a big Lithuanian tzaddik, and during the war years, he had a yeshiva in London. Many, many tzaddikim and gedolim passed through it, including Rav Kook and others. And Rav Moshe Sternbuch was a young yeshiva bachar during those days. One morning, he wakes up and he sees his Rebbe. His eyes are blurred. He looks exhausted. He looks like he has not slept all night. And after davening, he went up to Rav Schneider and said, "Rebbe, what happened to you? Why are you so exhausted? Did you really not sleep all night?" And he answers, "You're right. This is correct. I could not sleep last night. Why? What happened?" And he said the following thing, and this is during the war years. He said, "Somebody told me last night that there was Chilul Shabbos in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. That Jerusalem, the holy city, someone desecrated the Shabbos. I was shaking all over and I could not reconcile myself. I could not sleep all night." And Rav Sternbuch looked at his Rebbe, he was still shaking. And he realized that this man comes from a different era, a different world of sensitivity. Do you know what it means? Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu city, where we daven every day, three times a day, with Yerushalayim Ircha, your city Yerushalayim, Barachim Yitashuv, and this Chilul Shabbos. For Rav Moshe Schneider, this man is sleepless night. And for myself, and I wonder about my friends, do we have sleepless nights when we hear these things? Or is this just the status quo? Has the fox succeeded on bringing us from the world of the water onto dry land, and we don't even realize where we are? I'm so afraid that we are living in this world where we've forgotten what it's like to be in water, even when we're being chased. Water is the world of Torah, is the world of tefillah, is the world of mitzvahs, is the world of the month of Sivan, where intimacy with Hashem is all that we wanted. And we are living with the fox comfortably on dry land as if this is all normal. On Tisha B'Av, we have to mourn the Beis HaMikdash, but more than that, we have to look into our own mirror and ask ourselves, maybe we should be mourning our own selves. Maybe we've become so distant, so comfortable with the world of the fox that we've forgotten where everything begins. Three times a day, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Es tzemach David avdecha mehera tetzmiach." We ask for Mashiach, we ask for the Geula, and then we say the words, "Ki l'shuascha kivinu kol hayayim." We wait for your salvation all day long. When we say these words, do we really think about what we're saying? At first glance, it seems like we're lying in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We await for your salvation all day long. What does it mean all day long? Even if you think about it a few seconds a day, it's not all day long. And I think the answer is very simple. Ki l'shuascha kivinu kol hayayim means that this is the center of my existence. Just like a husband who's traveled and misses his wife will tell his beloved wife, "I think of you all day long," meaning you are so important to me. Everything I do is just in context of how much I miss you. And we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how we want to be. Ki l'shuascha kivinu kol hayayim. That we recognize we're living in the world of Chorban. When we are not allowed access to the Beis HaMikdash, or the closest we can get to that, which is the Kotel, the Kotel HaMaravi, then we who are so privileged today to live in this beautiful land of Israel, with all the religious freedoms that we have, and suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "No, you cannot go to my holiest place." What is he telling us? He's telling us, now is the time to check your own backyard, to ask yourself, Do you really realize what is happening to our own cells? When you get stressed, are you being stressed about the Beis HaMikdash, about Yerushalayim, about Eretz Yisrael? Half of the requests that we have in the Shemoneh Esrei, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola gave us 13 requests, of which 7 of them directly pertain to the messianic yearning, to the process of bringing the Geula. Is this what stresses us? Or are we more stressed about our physical needs, the way we look, and the way we feel, and our monetary needs? Or is it the way our spirit and our neshama and the needs of our spirituality, is that on our mind? I want to conclude so that something positive and good can come out of what happened Rosh Chodesh Tammuz here in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh by asking everyone that's listening to me to go to your Siddur and to do a very simple thing. Underline the words Ki L'Shuascha Kivinu Kol Hayayim, for your salvation, for the Geula Shelema, for Yerushalayim to be the way it's supposed to be, for Eretz Yisrael to bring out its full beauty, the way it's supposed to be in its perfection. Kol Hayayim, this is central to my existence. And if you're not holding there yet, if every morning you see it underlined in your Siddur, little by little, hopefully we can get there. Let us pray that we can all follow in the footsteps of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva saw that fox coming out of the Holy of Holies, and he laughed because he saw that if we've sunken so low, the Geula must be very close. Let us hope that from all this negativity, we can turn it around, and through our own change, through our own increased sensitivity of the churban that is happening in our own backyard, we can all rejoice together in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the final one, the everlasting one, Meher v'Yomenu.